Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. A local connection to this morning's shooting incident involving congressmen at a baseball practice field in Alexandria, Virginia. The shooter in the incident is identified as a man from Belleville, James Hodgkinson. Joining us now with more is editor David Cusseris of St. Louis Public Radio. David, I guess the place to start is at the end for Mr. Hodgkinson. He did not survive the incident.
No, he died. He was wounded in a gunfire with Capitol Police who were there at this Republican practice for the congressional baseball game, which is usually a break from politics and started in 1909. He asked, apparently, members who were there who was on the field, Republicans or Democrats, and one representative told him that there were Republicans there, and shortly thereafter, apparently this shooting occurred, and he was wounded, and a congressman was Representative Steve Scalise, who's the third most powerful Republican in the House, was wounded in the hip. He underwent surgery. He's listed in stable condition. Another staff member of Congressman Roger Williams of Texas was among those injured, but his injuries were not serious.
What do we know about Hodgkinson?
Well, we know that he's 66. He owned a home inspection business in Illinois on his Facebook page, and I think in court records it shows that he left that job at the end of 2016. His wife told ABC News that he had been living in Alexandria, Virginia, which is a suburb of Washington, D.C., for the past 2 months.
Apparently, he's been outspoken in recent months, perhaps even years, as an anti-Republican. He didn't like the GOP very much.
Yeah, the Belleville News Democrat has published some letters that he wrote, which were very critical of Republican tax policies. He apparently wanted to see a tax rate of 70% on the rich, according to his letters.
Does he have a background of conflict with the law?
Well, court records show that he had traffic tickets dismissed, and he was convicted of failure to obtain an electrical contracting license. He pleaded guilty to a speeding ticket, had a misdemeanor charge of battery, damaged some motor vehicle, a charge which was dismissed in 2006. So not a record of that I can tell of large offenses, but just some run-ins with the law, yes.
Over a period of years, obviously.
Right.
We don't know about motive, although we do know that all of those on the ball field, the congressmen, were all Republicans.
Yes, well, the Democrats practice in a different location, apparently. And as I said, this game is meant to be a break from politics, and although the law enforcement says they do not have a motive yet, they are the FBI is investigating.
Although if we wanted to make assumptions, we should probably point to his strong anti-Republican background, the fact that they were all Republicans on the field.
Yes, and he apparently was a volunteer for Senator Bernie Sanders in his run for the presidency. Sanders told reporters today that that was the case to his knowledge, but he said he was very sickened by what he called a despicable act, and that any violence of any kind is unacceptable. Also, the group Hodgkinson is said to have participated in Illinois has disavowed his actions.
Right. I'll point out as well that Rodney Davis, the congressman from the 13th Congressional District in Illinois, was on the ball field at the time. He was not hurt, but he was definitely there. Perhaps we'll have an opportunity to talk to him. Anything else about this fellow that we should let our folks know about?
No, just that he had been sort of removed from Illinois for a while and wanted to be in the nation's capital, and now perhaps we know why.
Yeah. Well, a lot of this story will be unfolding in the next hours and days ahead. David Cusseris, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on what's been happening and our local connection to an awful, awful incident.
Thank you.
Thank you.